Okay, we're going to call the personnel meeting to order. I don't have any special reports to any of the justices on the committee. Have any special reports? Okay. There's no old business. The only new business we have is proposed ordinance 2319, a veteran service officer. I'll take a motion on the floor to discuss that.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Mr. Murphy, would you go ahead and read proposed ordinance 2319?
Sure. Proposed ordinance 23-19, sponsored by Justice Kendrick, be enacted by the Home Fourth Fulton County, State of Arkansas. The ordinance to be entitled, an ordinance to create a full-time position in the Faulkner County Veterans Service Office and to declare an emergency. Whereas the Faulkner County Veterans Service Office is responsible for counseling, advising, and assisting veterans and their dependents in obtaining benefits provided for them by county, state, and federal law. And whereas the Faulkner County Veterans Office is in need of a full-time employee dedicated to the needs of Faulkner County veterans, now therefore be it ordained by the Quorum Court of Faulkner County, Arkansas, Section 1. One new position is created in the Faulkner County Veterans Service Fund, 1000, Department 0800. The maximum salary for this position is $46,179. Section 2, $30,057.54 is appropriated from County General Fund 1000 to Department 0800 Veterans Services as follows: $21,313.32 to salary full time, $1,630.46 to Social Security matching, $3,265.20 to retirement matching, $3,350 to health insurance, $100 to workman's compensation, $230.88 to unemployment, $34 to life insurance, $133.68 to dental vision. Section 4. That should read Section 3. But emergency clause. This, or the adoption of this ordinance, is an emergency, and therefore an emergency is hereby declared to exist, and this ordinance shall be in full force and effect immediately upon passage and approval.
Thank you, Mr. Murphy. Okay, can I get a motion to amend Section 4 to say Section 3? Let's go ahead and clean that up.
So moved.
Second.
You got that, Mr. Murphy?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So this was an idea that we've been working with the judge's office on, and it's to create a full-time veteran service officer position in that department. I think it's something that's really important for Faulkner County. I think it will really enhance the offerings that we're able to give to our veterans, and providing assistance with some of those things that were listed up top there. But just to help them navigate all the challenges from everything, whether it be veteran services, through the state, the federal government, and this would put a committed full-time position that we currently don't have in position here in Faulkner County to offer those services to all our veterans. And one of the questions I had in the discussions, we've got around 7,200 veterans roughly, and that was in 2021. So we've got a very large veterans population here in Faulkner County, probably due to the Guard base and the Air Force base, but a good chunk of veterans live here in Faulkner County that would have access to this position if it was passed. I went ahead and requested that the judge's office, though this is a new position, it's not being asked for a raise, just give us an idea on the salary survey, what other Class 6 counties are paying those positions or what they're appropriated at, and I went ahead and provided that along with this ordinance there to the JPs, and where we stacked ours was roughly up with Craighead and Saline County, which as we've been going through all of our raises, trying to get everything in line, those were really the two counties that we've been trying to stay in line with, right in those ranges. And that just sets a maximum salary. That doesn't mean if this passes that position will be paid at that, but the judge's office would have potential to go up to that salary limit right there. Other than that, that's just a brief little overview on it. I'll open up the floor to discussion for the committee.
So we don't have a full-time employee that does that at present?
No, sir. Currently, we handle that Mr. Allis contracted. So this would be a supplement and enhancement of that, putting a full-time dedicated person.
Well, honestly, I didn't realize that. I knew Al from way back. I just assumed he was a full-time employee.
Mr. Al is a contract employee. In fact, when we did COVID disaster issues, Mr. Al didn't receive anything because he wasn't a full-time employee. At least that's my recollection from
that's
that.
Great.
to supplement that. I know the judge's office has been in discussions with that office in this enhancement. So, Judge.
Yes, thank you, number one, for hearing this, and I appreciate the opportunity to speak to you. I want to thank you for bringing this before your committee. This will not be an elimination of Mr. Al's position. Mr. Al, I share many people's view that he has provided a great service to our county and continues to do that. But there is way more business to be done here for our veterans, whether they're newly minted veterans who have moved here or stayed here after service here, to the elderly widow. We all know a few, right? Or kin to a few. There's way more business than a single part-time by contract VSO can do. And the examples that we found in doing the comps, because we wanted to do what was right. And one, we knew you guys would ask, you know, to have the information. And we tried to as closely approximate what we saw out there to what happens here in Faulkner County. You know, what's the, you know, obviously Class 6 counties, what's the population? It's a pretty wide range of population in Class 6 counties, right? So which counties are most like us in out-and-out population, and which counties are most like us in terms of population? And when you look at not only the salary that we're asking for, most of the other judges with whom I spoke rattled off all the other expenditures they have, none of which we have, basically. And really, we even, when you go beyond salary, we even fail more so in comparison to the counties similarly situated. And the workload, the technological advances, what the VA is requiring of counties and county VSOs in order to use their services and provide services to our citizens, 100% convinced that not only are we coming to ask for this now, but we expect to come ask for a full-time or part-time associate in addition to this in 6 months or a year once we see demand ramp up. If you look at the demand in terms of several metrics that the regional VA office has and compiles, and we feel like once we staff with additional horsepower to help Mr. Al, to add to what he's already doing, we think those metrics will continue to ramp up. Of course, if they don't, we wouldn't come and ask. But we think the demand will drive even more of a need. And so I'm really excited about that. I feel like there's a demand out there. I know that among the Corps, you're going to do your due diligence. But I feel there will be demand for this and acceptance of this and really affirmation, you know, wide open until we can get this stood up. Really also excited about the new facility that we're going to have in place, and excited for that to be completed so you guys can take a tour of that and see that. We'll have a grand opening. Love for you guys to be involved, have input with that facility as we develop it and make it something that in 2023 we should be proud of as the people's county government, in this case the veterans. So I'm happy to answer any questions. I appreciate, you know, Justice Kendrick was immediately willing to slice and dice this, look at where he had. He had a number of questions. He came and met with us. I talked with him more than once on the phone, and more than once in person as we kind of led up to this. And so thank you, Justice Kendrick. I appreciate you, and I appreciate your consideration. But I'm available for any questions that y'all might have.
Thank you, Judge. Does anyone have any questions? Go ahead, Justice.
How many other VSOs do other Class 6 counties typically have?
I've seen as many as two full-time and a part-time. I'm just going off memory here. And I've seen a full-time and four part-times. I've seen two part-times and a part-time. I mean, two full-times and a part-time. A stark contrast in no uncertain terms in the amount of resources they're dedicating to those offices for counties like us. Particularly, I mean, really even more so. We're adjacent to Little Rock, the state's largest population center. We're adjacent to Camp Robinson, and as you know, we're the back door to the Little Rock Air Force Base. And all those military operations that are there, state and federal.
And right now the county has one part-time contracted VSO, correct?
Correct.
And we talk about evidence of need. What evidence of need is there exactly?
The metrics they have, and I don't have them with me. Actually, I probably do. It'd probably take me a minute to synthesize them and give you something. But they have metrics like the number of calls, the number of visits. And when you compare the things we have, the accounts that we have, it's metrics the VA has. They didn't craft them just for us. is you're in a report. And they willingly will share with you the metrics in our county versus the counties that have more resources available. It's more staff and more resources available, including front office, clerical, in addition to the VSO.
And I'm sorry, I'm not clear about the report they've generated and the metrics that you're talking about.
Yeah.
Can you help me understand
calls, visits, applications? One thing that we also didn't mention was that we will be eligible, this new person, one requirement that my office would require is that they be certified or begin immediately becoming certified in the online system of the online world of the VA. And there are two reimbursements, and I think they're both $500 a month. And don't quote me on the amount. So that'll actually be an offset to any expenditures that we take on by adding someone, and that we're going to be getting some reimbursements just for certifying to be able to use the online system VA and then actually using it. And I believe I'm characterizing that properly. But the metrics are things like visits, successful applications, and online, and there's a whole host of them. A gentleman named Pete Peterson.
And so they're sending you metrics about folks in our area that are contacting the VA system, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Not by individual name, but just statistics.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Just overall statistics. And, I'm just doing my due diligence.
Sure.
It's the first time I've been aware of the issue. You know, I at face value, I have no problem with it. But, you know, I just need to make sure from my own perspective that, you know, the need is there and that it's not, you know, anything else. And so, you know, if the VA is issuing stats and metrics, that's one thing. We have a part-time VSO right now, and do they have any type of metrics that show that they are, you know, at capacity or and that they're getting more volume than they're able to currently handle?
In terms of stats here at this office?
From the part-time VSO that we currently have employed.
There are reports. They're turned in. I can't regurgitate them on the spot. Be happy to get them for you.
And help me understand how it works. Does a veteran contact the VSO directly, or are they referred to a VSO by the VA office?
Any and all of the above, yes.
Okay.
You know, they walk off street, which is one of the reasons why I think it's important. You know, nothing against the old house that they're in across from the sheriff's office that you looked at for years. That is honestly not worth spending any more money on for a number of reasons. We have to put a better foot forward as a county. We have to give you a tour of that. I'm sure you're all familiar with it. Really looking forward to having the new facility. But having ample staff to meet the demand that I'm 100% certain will come here, that are now going to other counties.
And I think you've got to remember, too, Justice Pearson, that Faulkner County is one of the fastest-growing counties in Arkansas. We continue to have people move here. Arkansas has done incentives to try to attract veterans here with some of the taxes and cutting those for veterans. So I think we're going to continue to see those numbers to grow. I know we've got several veterans here on this committee and as well as in the audience, and I think if you probably talk to them, they probably have stories that they could share of how a veteran service officer has assisted them or helped them or would be beneficial to them if that was there and we had additional capacity for that as we continue to grow and do that to offer more services to those veterans. I know just looking on your question on what do most of them offer, most of them in my research have seen this, they've at least got two full-time staff. Some of them, I think Sebastian had the most, it looked like they've got around four full-time positions. So I would say Faulkner County in comparison to other counties in the Class 6 are lagging in that, which I think Sebastian does have the highest count of veterans of the Class 6s that I saw, but we were not far behind them at all. And So I definitely think this will enhance that. I know the judge's office has been doing a tremendous amount of work on trying to get an improved facility, because if you've been over there in that building, it definitely needs some TLC at a minimum. But they've been working on doing that as part of that and enhancing the services that we can give to our veterans that have served, you know, giving some capacity to Mr. Allen and helping the veterans.
Yeah, I, like I said, I have no issue with it. I would love to see something quantitative or qualitative. People in here talking about it, veterans themselves, you know, that would be great to help solidify my support on the issue personally. Because right now, all I have is we'd like a new position and we think it'd be great, and I have no reason to doubt you, but I tend to not make judgment calls on that little information. Just for me, and maybe for any other members on the Corn Court, I don't know, but it would be helpful to see some type of data here.
Chance it. Of course, you're free to call my office and visit with me tomorrow or any time before the meeting. If you'd like to request some specific information, I'll be happy to present that to the board. If you guys forward that. 100%.
Any other committee members have anything?
I'll tell you what, I'm honestly ashamed that I didn't know that there was not a full-time position. And I applaud you and your staff for and chairman here for doing this, and I am in full support of it.
Okay. Go ahead, Mr. Strang.
I'm just going to say that for a lot of the veterans that get out and go to the VA, the system is very complex, especially when you're under a lot of stress coming back home from a violent encounter that you might have had in the military. You're already under a lot of stress. A lot of these people have PTSD, and then you're faced with having to negotiate this complex and sometimes adversarial system that the Veterans Administration has. And a lot of these veterans just give up. I mean, it's just more than they can deal with, and I personally know a lot of people that, for example, even Vietnam vets that have been in out of the military for well over 50 years, and the Veterans Administration has lost their records and denied their claims for injuries that they suffered while they were in service or even in combat, and I'm very happy that the judge has pursued this issue, because I think if we actually have somebody that's trying to help these veterans, I really believe some of these people are going to come out of the woodwork. And I think there's actually going to be an economic payback, likely, for the county, because if these people actually do receive their benefits that they're overdue, then that's going to be more money in our economy. And so I think it's very important. It's got my full support. And if you have any questions about that, I can probably, well, I have personal experience with it myself, but I'm sure I could tell you about many more people that I personally know that still, even since the Vietnam War, have yet to receive any compensation for their injuries. I fully support it, and I guess I would like to make a motion that we send it to the full court.
We have a motion and a second. Ms. Starter, will you roll call vote us?
Mr.
Chairman. Judge, did you?
22. I got it. Chris Kendricks?
Yes.
Pearson?
Yes.
Schock?
Yes.
Strain?
Yes.
Allison?
Yes.
That it passes, and we'll send it to the full court for consideration. Is there any announcements that the committee has? I don't have any. Okay. Motion to adjourn.